Welcome, everybody, to episode 406 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold has decided to quit. So we have a new host this week. It's Mend It Man. And that other guy, what's his name? The frosty one himself.
Harmonica.
Yeah. No! God damn it, Eric. What's wrong with you, man? You're ruining shit, man. The frosty one himself. The mug. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm confused. why Monica?
Harmonica.
Because you always have it.
God damn it. You said Harmonica.
So my name is just Monica?
Well, I guess we can start.
If we want to be short, then we can call you Monica for short.
So guys.
Nice name.
So, guys, listen. How about Colin Kaepernick? I'm kidding. Oh, damn, no Colin Kaepernick talk this week.
Really? You know what, Frank? Since you brought it up, I have to bring this up. I thought you quit. No, listen. Just let me say my piece. It's not over. I feel like you guys are completely wrong, and I just don't understand. I have two words for you. Icy roads.
Oh my
winter
God.
Is so much worse than summer. I don't understand how you guys can like winter.
Yeah.
The only thing I like about winter is that it's not hot anymore.
Yeah,
so I'm
agree.
Not sticky.
I totally agree.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
icy roads, there's no sleet or freezing rain.
You don't get swamp ass in the winter.
Yeah.
You get
this
it
is
in
true.
Summer.
Swamp ass. Look, I
would generally refer to it as swamp crotch, but yeah, same principle, different body part.
Well, you get swamp crotch all the time just being you, Mug, but you know.
You would know because you've been so up close and personal with my junks.
Oh God, that's
as a matter of fact, he's shown me the pictures.
I don't even want to hear
you
that.
You were like sleeping at the time, but I think it's okay.
Sleeping,
yeah, it's a little creepy, but it's you, so I don't mind that much.
I wouldn't be surprised if all this winter is snowless.
Yeah, we got lots to talk about, including a very special. Sweeto of the week that I will explain to you guys when I get to. It has to do with Breakman, actually. Wyland just joined chat. We got MXT in there. Gripper's in there. Freakenstein is in there in Dungeon Buster. What's up, gents? Thanks for joining us, as always. Welcome in the new host, Mend It Man, when you get a chance. I think he's going to be a good addition to the show. What do you guys think?
I don't like him. He's obnoxious, kind of whiny,
pretentious. Yeah, I don't know.
A little bit.
Sounds exactly like Breakman.
I was gonna say, and if we're being perfectly honest, that yeah, being pretentious is my thing,
right? Well, I mean, you're next, Mug. I mean, we're gonna replace you next, but you know. So, welcome, Mend It Man. Thanks for joining the show on such short notice. I know it was kind of dicey whether or not you could join us with all.
Yeah,
they
had a lot of masturbating to do, so I wasn't sure if I could fit anything in that.
Are you sure this isn't Breakman? Because that sounds like a Breakman thing to say.
Like, he sounds a lot like Breakman,
and he does sound like Breakman. I don't know what's going on.
I think it may be his evil twin.
Evil twin, maybe.
It's like Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
But if he's like a good version, how could he be evil?
Yeah, that's true. Are you the good version or the evil version?
I think we can settle this easily enough. Mend It Man, do you have a goatee?
Yeah, no. That's a good question.
Okay, then he's the good version.
Oh, he's the good one.
No,
okay.
He's a neckbeard. That's what he has.
Oh, that makes him even worse.
He's,
that makes him like...
No, this neck
is MRA version. He's the MRA version.
This neck is shaved. It's a beard, but the neck is shaved.
Okay. All right, let's
do half a Fedora.
Tomorrow we learn that he likes Ann Coulter.
Oh my God.
I used to. Does that count?
Oh my God. Ann Coulter.
Hey, no matter how far you've gone down the wrong path, you can always turn back.
Yeah, exactly. once you go Coulter, you can never turn back. Just to let you know there, Mug. All right, let's get started with the news, guys. Let's get this news done and over with so we can get to the good stuff. Eric, lead the way, please.
Excuse me.
Jesus. Wow.
I had crap in my throat. But right. This is from Gamatsu. Super Dimension Neptune versus Sega Hard Girls. Limited edition. Anyways, for $64.99, this is what you'll get. The game, PS Vita skin, Iffy's, yeah. That's IF, for people who don't know, she's called Iffy by Neptune, Toonie pillowcase, and Super Dimension Neptune versus Sega Hard Girls art book and soundtrack, and a reversible cover sleeve, and the collector's box with the slip cover. All that stuff in it.
Oh my god, really? A slipcover? That people will,
I hate slipcovers. I throw them away.
Yeah, like slipcovers are the worst. I know we've talked about this before, but honestly, I like the soundtrack, like the art book,
to protect case. Your game case from extra dirt. I don't know. I guess. That's all it's good for. That it slides off of you like nothing.
Freakenstein says, just put her on mute and jerk off to her.
Anyways, pre-orders begin September 15th, and the game will be coming out October 18th in North America and October 21st in Europe.
Somebody couldn't pay me enough to masturbate to Ann Coulter. Ugh.
Gross.
I could probably hate fuck her.
Oh, God. I couldn't even do that. Ugh. Yeah.
See, I'm not normally sexually
attracted. I mean, what? No, that's not what I meant.
The more rotten their personality is, the less attractive they are.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next story. Let's go with Mug this time.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu, PlayStation 4 Pro has been officially announced. It is due out on November 10th for $399. It is no longer will it be known as the PlayStation 4 Neo. It's said to deliver improved image processing capability and support for 4K quality images, though not 4K Blu-rays. By boosting the performance and capability of the architecture through the GPU and CPU, the platform allows games to render at far more detail and visual precision.
Oh, hold on. You said something interesting there. So it won't support like those 4K Blu-rays that are out there?
It will not.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
Oh my
users
god!
With 4K well, see, this TVs. Is what happens when they stopped working with Keanu Reeves.
Oh my god! Yeah, exactly.
If they kept working with him, it would have worked.
Yeah. Right, anyway, so, users with 4K. Hang on, let me finish.
They just
the story.
Stuck with Neo. Pro stupid. Yeah,
users with 4K TVs will be able to enjoy PlayStation 4 titles at higher quality, such as 4K resolution and faster frame rates. It also supports 4K video playback for streaming video, but not Blu-ray discs. new Netflix and YouTube applications that support 4K video content will be available for the PlayStation 4 Pro at launch. HDTV owners will be able to enjoy enhanced gameplay experiences with PlayStation 4 Pro delivering 1080p resolution for all PlayStation 4 games and higher or more stable frame rates for supported titles. And that's really the only thing that I would be interested in.
That's
this is what I don't understand about the games industry. Why are they pushing for higher resolutions but not fixing the frame rate problem?
They're trying to keep up with the televisions, and we haven't really seen evidence that 4K is going to be widely adopted.
Oh my god, I hope it does, because it's
not
amazing.
Like within the next 5 years, not like next year.
Yeah, 4K is amazing. I agree with you, man.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Yeah. But I don't know that it's going to capture the market.
They should
like
have waited for the
it.
Next console to do something like this.
I agree with that, but they're always trying to be progressive.
I think it's kind of long overdue for something to capture the market, so I'm kind of hoping this would be it, because like the tilted screens didn't catch on, 3D televisions didn't catch on.
At this point, than a PS4 Pro.
What were you saying in Mend It, Man?
I was saying like the 3D televisions didn't catch on, like the curved televisions didn't catch on, and there were some other types of new and cool ideas but that didn't catch on, so I'm kind of hoping this one does. It's long overdue. It's been a while since there's been the new big thing.
Yeah.
Let me add this in. All PS4 models, both standard and pro, will be upgraded next week via a firmware update to support HDR imaging technology, which enables the reproduction of brightness and darkness while realizing a much wider range of colors. Sony clarified that the PlayStation 4 will remain a single unified platform. All PlayStation 4 games will work across both the standard and pro models. Following titles have been confirmed to support the new capabilities of PlayStation 4 Pro, and this is a kind of a lengthy list. I'll run through it really quick. Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare, Days Gone, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, The Elder Scrolls Online, Farpoint, FIFA 16, Final Fantasy 15, For Honor, Horizon Zero Dawn, Infamous First Light, Killing Floor 2, The Last of Us Remastered, Mass Effect Andromeda, Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, Paragon, Epic Games, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Spider-Man, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, Watch Dogs 2, and The Witness. Many of these are previously released games. PlayStation 4 Pro patches are in the works for over a dozen first-party titles, as well as quote-unquote quite a few from first-party partners. Sony will announce more details about the PlayStation 4 Pro's lineup of games from third-party developers and publishers closer to launch.
I can't see developers like Atlas taking advantage of 4K.
I agree, but...
Whatever.
Let me read a couple of comments.
This is mainly just a bunch of triple A nonsense shit.
Yeah, let me read some comments here. Microsoft was keen to remind everyone about the fact that the Xbox S supports Blu-ray 4Ks. That's from Dungeon Buster. Frankenstein is talking about his crotch, it looks like it. Dungeon Buster says, I just blanked out. I just blank out whenever debates turn to frame rates and resolutions because it's pointless. He's actually right. You're absolutely correct, Dungeon Buster, when it comes to these type of things. Although I will say the 4K stuff does look strikingly different and better than even 1080p type shit. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a mind trick that I'm playing with myself about it being a better resolution or what, but I don't know.
It just, well, I mean, the difference between 1080p and 4K is you know, distinctly noticeable.
Yeah, like, you know, see, it's not like the difference between 720p and 1080p, because you can't really tell the difference. Like
Well, it depends on the size of the television. Very much so.
I've already looked into scientific proof that it matters not 720p to 1080p regardless, because I'm kind of into that type of shit. But I agree with you.
I can tell. Like on, you know, you have to have, in order for it to really become obvious, you have to have at least a 40-inch television. The thing is, on a larger screen, the individual pixels are larger.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Mug. I was just about ready to say, personally, I can see a difference depending on the size of TVs, even though, you know, science will say otherwise, but I agree with you. It's a whole pixel thing. It's not, has nothing to do with resolution so much as pixel.
I can tell the difference between 720p and 1080p at a glance.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the TV, I can as well. But there really isn't a huge difference. I've seen the differences. But it's not like it's not one of these things I'm just going to be oh no, that TV sucks and that TV is so much better. And you know, it's a moot point, what Dungeon Buster was saying. That being said, I think it's a nice touch that the Microsoft system, will support 4K Blu-rays. I think that is a nice touch. Gripper asked me, which product I'm getting, which PS4 I'm getting. I don't know. I guess this, what we're just talking about right here, the Pro.
But see, the real question is, what PlayStation are you getting me?
It's in the mail. Whichever version you want, man. It's in the mail. Uh-huh. It's in the mail, man to man. That's your pay for being the new host is a new PS4. So expect that in the mail.
What the old host get? And get a pile of dog poop.
Oh, Brinkman still needs a 3DS so he can play Dragon Quest.
Sawdust. That's what he got, man.
Yeah, sawdust.
Sawdust. All right, Mendit. Next story, please. Mendit Man?
Oh, right. Right. Mendit Man. Right. coming to us live from Gamatsu, PlayStation 4 Slim officially announced. Sony Interactive Entertainment officially announced the slim PlayStation 4 model, first leaked last month at the PlayStation meeting 2016 in New York City. That's not really a leak if Sony says it releases it.
Right.
It will be available.
It leaked to 4, and now they are like, surprise.
Right. The slim PlayStation 4 will become the new standard model. It has a revamped internal architecture, reducing its volume by more than 30% compared to previous models, and reducing its weight by 25% and 16% compared to the first CUH 1000 series and the current CUH 1200 series. I'm guessing those are the model numbers for the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
The new PlayStation 4 is more energy efficient, cutting power consumption by more than 34% and 28%. Compared to the previous models.
That's nice.
Yeah. Model 1.
The PS4 is pretty power hungry.
Yeah.
Let me give you the rundown of the specs here. The color is jet black. The new product code is going to be CUH 2000 series, so this is considered a new model as far as Sony's concerned. 500 gigabytes will run you for 29,980 yen or 299 American dollars or euros or 259 pounds. One terabyte is 34,000 yen, so it's probably like 320. Wait, now I guess that's not coming to America.
Oh,
yeah,
it is.
That's weird.
They only give a price in yen for the 1 terabyte version.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but looking at it, it's probably going to be it'll probably be the 350.
Yeah, 350. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, like, around that price range, considering what the 500 gig is at. So processor CPU is an x86-64 AMD Jaguar 8 cores, GPU of 1.84 teraflops, AMD Radeon-based graphics engine, memory GDDR5 8 gigabytes. Storage size, we already talked about. External dimensions, approximately 265 by 39 by 288. And that excludes the largest projection. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Mass, approximately 2.1 kilograms, as we talked about, lighter than the original. Blu-ray drive is 6X, and a DVD player is 8X. Input and output, super speed USB, USB 3.1, times 2, and an auxiliary port. Networking, blah, blah, blah. Power, AC 100 by 240 volts, 50 by 60 hertz. Maximum power consumption, as we talked about, taking up less power, 165 watts. And there's an HDMI out port.
I'm actually excited for this model, too. I might later on pick up another.
You're just going to get both so they can sit next to each other.
And
you're going to try and mate them.
Frank, upset. Brakeman upset.
Yeah.
Brakeman is not here, Eric.
Yeah, right. That's what he's saying.
Brakeman and his evil twin.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad I waited. Now,
his evil twin probably would have a PS4 over an Xbox.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing, guys? I'm actually saving a jar full of fucking quarters to get this goddamn thing. And I'm going to get the Pro.
You're going to need more than one jar, I think.
Not by the looks of things, dude.
Unless you have a really big jar.
No,
it's like a moonshine jar.
It's a massive
Sam's Club bought thing and emptied
no,
it.
It's one of those massive pickle jars.
Dude, if I filled one of those things up with quarters of a pickle jar, it'd be like $1,000, literally. If you just put just quarters in there. But I got two jars going. I got like one for pennies and silver other than quarters. And I got one for quarters. And as soon as I get that quarter jar filled, I'll have enough for a PlayStation and probably one or two games, honestly. So it's getting there. I'm like...
do you have like a swear jar you put money in every time
swear? No, just when I get...
Like, he's making his kids pay for it.
He needs an exile jar.
Yeah, no, honestly, like... an exile jar. I'd be fucking broke the first show. I get a lot of change, for tips. So I figured I'll just save the quarters in one jar, everything else in another. And before I know it, I should have it before Christmas. So that's what I'm hoping. Like, I don't know any other way, guys. Like every time I come up with some money, like something happens and I just can't get it. So I'm dedicating, all my change to getting a fucking PS4, and I'm gonna fucking get it, and I'm gonna get that at new Xbox too. One thing about the new PlayStation 4, it's gonna be VR compatible, right? That was one of the big seller.
Yeah. Well, the old one will still play VR. It just might do it better somehow.
Oh, okay. So all PS4s will be VR compatible, apparently. Okay. Yeah,
you'll probably You'll probably get better performance out of the Pro.
Weiland says Frank will buy the Pro, and then 6 months to a year down the line, they'll announce a PS4 Pro with 4K Blu-ray drive. You son of a bitch, Weiland. You're exiled. Mandit Man, you already did this story, so let me go to the next story here from Gamatsu. River City Tokyo Rumble launches September 27th, Natsume announced. They previously confirmed a digital-only September launch for Europe, though today's press release did not mention if it would be also be September 27th. If you pre-order the game, you'll get a limited edition Kunio keychain from the Natsume Amazon store.
So well, I don't imagine a digital game releasing the same day as a retail version.
Yeah. Frankenstein is asking, what model is the fucking PS4? Mendit Man give you the model? Like, we said that already.
Yeah. All right. The jig is up.
Yeah, the jig is up. Does it have a Fleshlight attachment, yeah, he's asking? Yes, it does have a USB port, so I think you can plug in.
2 3.1s.
Yep, there you go. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is from Gamatsu. Chaos, love. No, Chaos, child, love, choo-choo, with exclamations.
You said that announced, perfectly.
5PB Dot has announced.
You said PB.
PB. Yeah, PB, not PP.
Oh, my bad, sorry.
No, it's like you're thinking of PP&J.
Love, choo-choo. It's the latest entry in the science visual novel series, and it's due out spring 2017. And this would make this the third game in the Chaos series, because there was Chaos Head, and there was Chaos Child, and now there's this. But that's a weird subtitle.
Hang on a second. Normally, when there's Head, you don't get a child. That's one of the benefits of Head.
Right, exactly, man.
I think it's like referring to the chaos in the head.
I'm being facetious.
All right, facetious man, Mug, next story, please.
All right, where were we? Okay, next story, coming to us live from Gamatsu, Criminal Girls 2. Party Favors delayed to October 11th in North America, publisher NIS America.
No, I mean, sorry, go on.
What? I didn't know. I didn't think Mendit Man was into such games. The company cites manufacturing delays for the postponement.
Mendit Man likes Hello
Kitty. Yeah, NIS and Carol Caropi. NIS America clarified that the release date for European regions is still scheduled for September 23rd. So it's probably an issue with the packaging. You know, getting the packaging ready for the North American
they
release.
They probably had to change the cover somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. I don't know if that's a good title or not. Criminal Girls 2 Party Favors. Like that to me, that sounds kind of sexual in nature.
That's the point.
Yeah, I guess. But.
I have reviewed Code.
That's why I don't.
I haven't been able to play
out.
Yet because I'm trying to get through Code Cold Steel too.
Yeah. All right, Mendit. Let's go on to the next.
It's weird though. I think it doesn't say that they're delaying the PSN version, but it sounds like it might be too, just to have release parity.
Yeah. Weiland apparently hasn't played BioShock. Holy shit, Weiland. I would have expected you to play BioShock long ass time.
I'm saying the game's like 8 years old now.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. That's
slave
a great game.
Obeys, or a man chooses, a slave obeys.
Yeah. All right, Mendit. Next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Berg Sala Lightweight has launched a teaser website for Drive Girls. Really, that's the name of the company? Berg Sala Lightweight.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about, man?
I don't know. Girlish hybrid action game for PS. That's the type of game it is. It's girlish hybrid action. hybrid. I didn't realize that was a genre.
Well, if you keep reading, you'll understand what it means by hybrid.
The page reveals a January 2017 release window for Japan and a four-player online mode. The game will be released both physically and digitally. Drive Girls will exhibit the Tokyo Game Show from September 15th to the 18th.
Oh wait, this article is a different article. I think yeah, I replaced it, but it's missing details. But apparently, you play as girls who can transform into cars, and you fight like monsters or something.
We've talked about this game before, I think.
No, we haven't.
We talked about another game, which actually has another story coming up.
Valkyrie Bikini. Valkyrie Drive Bikini.
I gotcha. Okay.
But anyways, I just want to say Moe in disguise. I told Dungeon Buster that he wasn't ready for Moe.
All right. So anything else on that, Mandit? No.
Okay. No, there's nothing else. I mean, really, did you want anything else?
No, not really. I mean, that's enough for me, man.
Yeah, me too, exactly, unless there's nudity involved.
Yeah. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is... we did the Shoujo 2 Dragon one, didn't we?
No, that's the one.
Yeah.
All right, Shoujo 2 Dragon for PS4 launches September 8th. And it is following a PS Vita release in July. Lions Film released the PS4 version of its free-to-play PC browser fantasy RPG, Shoujo 2 Dragon Genjo Kyaku Cryptact, on September 8th in Japan. And if you pre-register by September 7th at before 13:59, you'll get the bonus unit Red Hood Victoria as a present. And it's a free-to-play RPG. That's all I know about it. I didn't watch the trailer.
Dungeon Buster says, Drive Girls. Let me guess, it's another MOE game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Nothing else on this one, guys. Shoujo to Dragon.
Shoujo to Dragon. Young girl and dragon.
Yeah.
Like Riding Hood, but with dragons instead of wolves.
Oh, well, fuck.
Maybe.
I'm sorry about her luck, because I'm not going to help her fight a dragon.
Yeah, it's like, oh, grandma, how devastating your breath is.
Right, like, the wolf I might have considered helping fight. The dragon, you're on your own, Red.
Exactly.
See ya, grandma. Oh, you look...
You might not even have to fight the wolf, just tempt it with food.
Exactly.
Grandma's a crispy critter.
All right, Mug, next story, please.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu. Exist Archive, The Other Side of the Sky, will launch digitally for PlayStation 4 and PS Vita in Europe on October 18th, the same day it launches in North America. Publisher Axis Games confirmed to Gematsu. Why do they write their sentences this way?
In North America,
the game will be released physically and digitally across both platforms. If you missed it, there is an English trailer available.
Just Axis Games announced... release date for the game.
Yeah.
Dungeon Buster said you did warn him, Eric, about the MOE game Drive Girls. All right, next story. Mendit Man, go with you, Nick.
I just want to say I think it's shitty that Europe is stuck with digital only most of the time.
I don't think it's shitty, dude. I think they're actually ahead of the curve. Like it's almost a point where physically...
Well, it's making up for how much good shit they got that North America didn't get in the PS2 era.
That's true. All right,
they got all kinds of crazy special editions. Like, I remember the Silent Hill 2 European version had all kinds of awesome stuff that...
It had a dual soundtrack for, like, English and Japanese audio, and it got more content. Like, I think the PS2 version got more content than the Xbox... same amount of content the Xbox version did.
Yeah, I like the screenshot that we got. Is that even a screenshot, Mendit Man? What are we looking at here?
Why are you asking me? It wasn't my article.
Yeah, it's your article now.
Yes, it's a screenshot then.
All right, next article, Mendit.
I actually had to step away. Are we on the Valkyrie
Drive? Wait, does Wayland have a dual monitor set up? I wish I had that.
I think he does. We're on the...
Valkyrie Drive.
Yep.
Bikuni?
Yep.
Delayed to October 11th in North America, September 30th in Europe. Small delay, Valkyrie Drive. Bikuni has been delayed from its previous plan, September 16th release date, so blah, blah, blah. P-Cube cited a wardrobe malfunction for the
delay. They had to change the cover.
Yeah.
Before explaining, the publishing games can be a tricky process, and it's not unusual for games with early release dates to experience setbacks.
Not unusual to be loved by
Wow, what is going on in this screenshot here?
I see that. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Guys, remember the premise of this? Like, the girl gets other girl turned on, other girl turns into a weapon and fights with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay. That is the premise of this game, and it is why I'm a fan.
Man, teen girls in Japan are way cooler than America.
I'm kidding.
Mug Freak is talking to you in chat, and Wyland's talking about game save. So let's move on to the next story. Mug, next story, please.
All right. Hang on. I was looking at what Freak had said. Where were we?
Tokiden.
Tokiden. All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu. Koei Tecmo has announced it will release Tokiden 2, Atelier Fieris, The Alchemist of the Mysterious Journey, Knights of Azure 2, and Samurai Warriors. Sanadamaru in North America and Europe. Find details about each title below. Tokiden 2, like popular demon hunting RPG title sequel, Western release of the second installment in early 2017, introduces an open world environment filled with strange life forms, empty ruins, unexplored caves, and fearsome oni. You take on the mantle of a slayer charged with the task of defending humanity's last remaining villages. All sorts of shapes and sizes, these demons creep out of dark rifts. Warriors from the Ancient Secret Cast of the Slayers, platforms, release date, and further information of the Western release will be available in the coming weeks. Atelier Fieris, The Alchemist in the Mysterious Journey. Developer Gus continues his trademark Atelier series with a follow-up to Atelier Sophie, second part in the Mysterious Trilogy. And I guess that's a name and not a descriptor. Follows the journey of a young alchemist through an exciting and colorful world. While Fieris travels, she learns more about synthesis and alchemy, meets interesting people, and makes friends, and amplifies the feeling of exploration with the immense expansion of the world map. It will be available at the Tokyo Game Show on PlayStation 4. More details will be revealed in the coming weeks.
I hope it's Knights a better game than Sophie, because Sophie was kind of a letdown. I mean, it was still fun. It was just kind of a letdown.
Yeah. Following the success of Knights of Azure, which marked a darker direction for Gust, the producer returns to the demon-plagued world where players will follow the story of a young girl knight born from the blood of Arnis, the main character of Knights of Azure. The sequel maintains the same JRPG gameplay elements adored by dedicated fans of the studio, and it expands this new franchise's horizons. And with a riveting new storyline, remains to be seen.
Yeah,
Samurai
exactly.
Samurai Warriors, blah, 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 Sanadamaru. Koei Tecmo and developer Omega Force are proud to announce the upcoming Western release of a 1-versus-1000s tactical action title focused on a fan-favorite character from the Samurai Warriors franchise, Yukimura Sanada. In this character-driven epic, players will get a unique look into the Sanada clan's inner workings before and during the 16th-century conflict that drove two brothers to join opposite sides of a grand-scale civil war. This yet-to-be-named title will be released in the West in 2017 and is available for hands-on play on PlayStation 4 during the Tokyo Game Show.
They'll probably call it Samurai Warriors Brotherly Ties or something.
All right. Cool. More games that I can't get. All right. Speaking of games,
better start putting those quarters in that jar.
I was going to say, by the time they come out, you should have your PS4.
So. I hope, man. But see, I'll have enough for my PS4, but then no money for games, so I'll have to start another.
Maybe you should stop buying pot.
Dude, trust me, I don't buy a lot of pot. I grew my pot, so I've got a healthy stash. Yeah, I've got a healthy stash. I got enough to last me for.
Sell your stuff too?
Till at least the end of the year.
Become your own dispenser.
Yeah, exactly.
He also gets an employee discount. So
I definitely get a hefty employee discount. So,
I'm interested in buying ReCore, but maybe once on sale. I mean, it's already like $40, but
And Microsoft's trying to sell that cheap because they apparently want people to buy it, is what they've said. Really? I'm not sure if that's the reason.
What's funny is it sounds like to me that you're talking about Microsoft trying to sell pot.
Yeah, exactly. That would be funny. Microsoft sells.
Yeah. Microsoft has developed a new.
Well, is it Halo 5 kind of pot because Brakeman's playing it all the time?
You get Microsoft marijuana.
Yeah, you get high like playing VR.
No, that'd be like, dude, it's more like
you've got to take it. Okay, you've got to take a hit off this red ring.
Cheech and Chong VR, that'd be awesome, man.
Oh god.
Dragon Quest Builders pre-order bonuses announced. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Square Enix has announced pre-order bonuses, blah, blah, blah. In addition to the Day 1 edition, which includes Slimy Block Recipe, Springtide Sprinkles Recipe, and Gold Block Recipe, pre-orders for Dragon Quest Builders through the PlayStation Store will include an exclusive block-themed PS4 theme, a retro building pack with four different recipes, eight-bit brick recipe, Old World Walnut Recipe, Jesus Christ, Retro Roof Recipe, and Time Honored Turf Recipe.
Is there a harmonica recipe in there?
No, Jesus. Oh my God. Eric Exiled. Pre-orders through Amazon.com will include Knight Aberrant and Knight Errant Battle Ticket, Mage Blueprint. Using this ticket triggers a battle against a Knight Aberrant and Knight Errant, which, when defeated, rewards players with a blueprint for a mage statue. Ooh. Viz Magger and Draki Battle Ticket and Warrior Blueprint. Using this ticket...
I think it's Major.
Major. Using this ticket triggers a battle against a Viz Magger. And
I think
Draki's,
it's a pun somehow, too.
And Draki's, which, when defeated, rewards players with a blueprint for a warrior statue. And finally, the GameStop and EB Games, there's still EB Games, pre-order
in Canada. That's basically
Canada,
GameStop.
Yeah.
Will include Green Dragon and Slime Battle Ticket, Hero Blueprint. Using this ticket, triggers a battle against a Green Dragon and Slimes, which, when defeated, rewards players with a blueprint for a hero statue. Tier Wolf and battle a Ghost Battle Ticket, Martial Artist Blueprint. When you complete that, you'll get a Martial Artist statue. Dragon Quest Builders due out physically and digitally for PS4 and digitally for PS Vita on October 11th in North America. And,
I thought they were doing a retail version of Vita as well.
And October 14th in Europe. So suck it, Gripper. You get it 3 days later than us. Ha ha. Anyways, I don't know why I was so mean to Gripper right there, but take that, Gripper. Anyways, next story. That's Mendit Man. Why don't you do the last story?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Bloodstained delayed to first half of 2018. Symphony of the Night successor adding extra development team. Koji Igarashi. Yep. Am I close?
Yeah.
Has delayed right. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, his spiritual successor to Castlevania Symphony of the Night, from its previously planned release window of March 2017 to the first half of 2018, which is a vague statement. He doesn't even give a season. Do you want to give his statement? Want me to read his statement on it since this is the last story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Things have been processing with development for Bloodstained, but between our current production setup and release deadline, I've realized that at this rate, the game may not end up meeting my quality standards. I've decided to add... Oh, shit, that's not a good sign. I've decided to add a new development team to the main production and improve our approach so that we can keep the game fully on track for how I envision it. We're in the process of securing these new developers. We will share more information with all of you soon. But a release date is not yet set in stone. We're aiming for the first half of 2018, which means that it
which
might
means
not
that
even
it could
come out.
Still, well, or, yeah. It also means it could still possibly come out in 2017, just not in March like they planned.
Well, the way they're saying it, it makes it sound like it might not even come out in 2018. Because the way they're saying it, see, he still needs to hire people. Like, there's still work to be done. Like, he's not happy with what they've done. We need to start over, kind of. I won't say,
well,
like, start completely over.
The thing is, I mean, like, the E3 beta that they put out was very solid. And, I mean, it's short, but, I mean, everyone was like, well, this feels like, you know, like we expect, you know, the Igavania to feel. And if you remember, the Kickstarter was extremely successful, and there were a lot of stretch goals met. And if he wants to make sure that everything's out, and you know that they've you know that they deliver,
I think he learned from Mighty Number 9, he doesn't want any of that to happen at all.
Yeah, I mean, if he's trying to deliver a complete product, you know, when it's you know on release, which is kind of good,
not to mention bad. Like Mighty Number 9, it's actually releasing on a variety of consoles. So that will take more time.
I've said many times, like I don't really care if games get delayed. If they think there are improvements that they need to do to a game,
there's a Xbox One version, there's a PS4 version, there's a Wii version, there's a Vita version even, and there's physicals for the Vita and Wii versions.
If a developer sees something wrong with their game, I'd prefer they fix it.
If the game actually does get pushed back that far, there's a good chance that it'll scrap the Vita and Wii U versions because they will essentially be dead.
Actually, I meant that other guy did.
Hey, guys, you're talking over each other.
Yeah, hang on, Eric.
I don't know if they'll cancel the Vita version, but they might just shift development of the Wii U version to the NX.
What were you saying, Mendit?
I've never said that statement before, you know, since this is like the first day and all. But other people have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, Bloodstained's delay was a bit expected. They annihilated all their milestones, which likely padded the time needed to get it all together. It's a double-edged sword with Chaos Projects. You promise a release date, but if people fund the shit out of your project...
Well, no, one of the rules of Kickstarter is you need like some kind of release date, so they just throw one on there. You should never expect that release date to be solid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember one thing that what Yacht Club Games did with Shovel Knight. You know, they put out the core game, and then they did the rest of it as DLC, and it turned out the DLC was apparently pretty damn good.
Yeah, and they're still working on the King Knight. DLC. Spectre Knight. That's right. I think they are doing King though. After that,
Freak 5 is calling you Harmonica between all the orgies and the harmonica. So
I am okay with that.
I never did finish Plague of Shadows DLC though.
Oh God, man, harmonica is gonna be the death of me. I swear to God. All right, edibles. When it gets closer,
Freak is planning a big vacation at your house, Frank.
Yeah, no.
I'm watching this in chat, and like he's just planning it out. Like you're gonna have to kick yourselves out of your bedroom so you can sleep in there.
Freak 5's got it all planned out. He's gonna take over my house. But no, Freak, let me know about the edible thing, man. I'll definitely hook you up, man. I can get shit at a wicked discount. So just let me know before you guys get here. I'll hook y'all up. Homie discounts, we don't have any this week. Twitter questions, Mendit Man. I know you were unfamiliar with this, but I think I prepped you before we got
right. It was go on Twitter and see if there were any comments. Let's see here. Let's go into this Twitter thing here.
I'm just amazed Frank gave this total unknown access to the Twitter account.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I figured we would, you know, just not skip a beat here with Mendit Man. So go ahead.
There's actually only one thing on here.
Okay. Obviously from Freak 5 because everybody
else. No. If you're an evil version of Breakman, does that mean that in Japan your name would be Reggae instead of Blues?
Reggae. Oh, God. Reggae. Yeah, exactly. Reggae.
This one actually comes
from... No, instead of Blues, it would be Jazz. That's right.
Jazz. All right. Go ahead.
Instead of Freak 5 Cats, this one actually comes from Frank. It says, I think I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren, and he's going to tell us why right now.
Actually, why not? Why don't we get into our... Let's do Sweetos first this week, all right? I'll get into my Sweeto, and mine is actually Breakman, even though he's really not here right now.
He's a quitter.
Breakman has been saying all along that we should not vote for Hillary Clinton, and all of us, including
myself...
Not just
Hillary. You shouldn't vote for Donald either.
Well, you're right. You vote for some third party like Bugs Bunny or whatever, I think Breakman said at the time. And it was basically...
I think he was talking about cartoon characters, but I don't watch cartoons.
Right. Yeah. See, I'm glad you listened to the show, Mendit, because you know what's up. Okay.
I want to say one more thing about the Bloodstained delay. I've been waiting like 7 years for Iconoclast to come out, so I think you can wait a little bit more for Bloodstained.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, this is Breakman is my sweeto because the more and more, like I knew about Hillary's warmongering and some other egregious things that she's done over the years, but my whole contention was a non-vote for her is a vote for Trump, just based
which
on...
Which I never meant that.
No, I know, but that was my...
You know, but I wanted to be clear to the people who are listening.
Right.
Like, I am not in any way endorsing him. I don't want people to think that.
Right. No, and that's not how I viewed it. I just always viewed it as... like not voting for somebody that is more egregious. But Breakman has been railing against it, and I couldn't understand it until this past week, right? I am in full agreement with Breakman. I will not vote for Hillary. I will not vote for Trump, either one of them. And here's my reasoning. I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren because you can write in whoever the fuck that you want. I think Elizabeth Warren is an infinitely better candidate than any of the nutbags that are, going this year. Hillary, Donald, that idiot Jill Stein.
The other idiot, Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson's another fucking... retard that I don't even understand why they're even throwing their name in.
Jill Stein actually messed up locally here. She was supposed to have a meeting in Columbus and she came to Cincinnati instead.
that's pretty much Jill Stein, man. I understand the sentiment behind Jill Stein, but she's like Mug pointed out on several occasions, she's an anti-science nutbag. Like she's off her rocker, man. I can't get behind her. So I was thinking, like, maybe Bernie Sanders. Maybe I'll put in my vote for Bernie Sanders. But I can't do that because he's fully endorsed Hillary. So my vote goes to Elizabeth Warren because she seems to be the most Bernie Sanders of the bunch. You know what I mean? Like those ideals that Bernie wanted to get out in the forefront. She seems to be along those same lines. She's not perfect by any stretch, like any politician. But Breakman made the point that it basically what Breakman was trying to say, like he morally can't vote for Hillary. And I agree. Like I fully agree with it because... And another thing that was brought to my attention, like I'm not a huge fan of Jimmy Dore on the Young Turks. He's the one that spit on Alex Jones when they had that Young Turks versus Alex Jones versus Richard Stone fiasco at the I believe it was the RNC, Mug, wasn't it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I don't generally keep up with the Young Turks.
Eric, was it at the RNC? Oh, Eric's not here, but. There was a big tiff with Alex Jones and Richard Stone and the Young Turks. And I got to thinking about what Jimmy Dore said about Donald Trump. He said he's way more afraid of a Hillary Clinton presidency because of her actions, right? Like Donald Trump is a big pussy. Like he can never get anything done. He's failed at so many business ventures. It's not even funny. I mean, he's had Trump University. He's had
you Trump can't Towers. Hear my head nodding, but it is
Trump Towers. He's had
that people climb and people and he gets angry, but they do it anyway because fuck Trump.
Well, I agree, fuck Trump. But he's
hashtag
to me
because. Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, who wants to fuck Trump? No one.
Maybe freaking chat would. I don't know. Maybe.
If he got paid for it, he probably would. Yeah,
exactly. Look, and MXT left the chat room. I knew it. MXT, you quitter. Anyways.
Maybe he left in a hurry to go fuck Trump.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he wants
to go fuck Trump. As they're accusing him of quitting, maybe he's heard this. And he's like, this is the best idea ever. And right now.
Right. Exactly. Jimmy Dore made a really good point. He said he can't I don't think he did, Weiland. Weiland says Cenk and Alex staged that shit at RNC. I mean, I wouldn't put past either one of them, but I honestly think that was Alex Jones.
It's so hard to tell what's real anymore. Right, there's so many staged things that happen.
Right, right. But Jimmy Dore made the point that Trump just can never get anything done. He's a big pussy. So if he was in office, he didn't endorse Trump. Like, that's not what he was saying. He was just saying that if Trump got in office, like, nothing would get done. The immigration thing would
thank you. That's exactly what I've been saying. Like, he's just – that he nobody likes the guy. He has failed at pretty much everything he has done. How many times has he filed for bankruptcy?
I think the last I heard was, like, 8. I don't know, 7 or
like,
8.
Like, that is an obscene freaking number. Like, there's no way he's going to do anything.
He's bad with money. He's not a good businessman. So, so if you want to vote for him on the premise of him being a good businessman and helping the U.S. economy, don't, because he doesn't know how to do money. Right. He's not even good at what he supposedly does.
Yeah.
He can't even find good people that do it for him.
Yeah. Brakeman was not entirely crazy when he said, I can't vote for Clinton. And I agree. Like, I've turned on that. Like, my contention was I was literally afraid for, like, family members and other things with the immigration thing. It's scary to me that somebody can even think like that.
I 100% agree. I'm sure if Brakeman was here, he would agree with you too.
Right. The only thing that that scares me about a Trump presidency is the fact that the country would go into way more debt because he fails at everything. And if you cut taxes and you take away social programs and you do all these goddamn things that are easy to do for politicians, you know, then there's a lot of people that are going to be in a world of hurt. But on the other hand, you have Hillary Clinton that all she wants to do is, like, you know, be a big warmonger and
that's rather overselling a point. You know, there's a lot more to her platform than that.
There's more to it, but that's a big
big problems with her is one day she says, like, I'm going to double down on military. And then the next day she is saying, like, we're going to make sure there will be no boots in the ground in Iraq, even though there already are boots in the ground in Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah, Cenk, I know.
Cenk is a kind of a softy, but there's a reason for that. He used to be conservative, so he's still kind of conservative.
Yeah, he's definitely a Democrat, but he's more towards the middle of a Democrat. Like, I like Cenk quite a bit. I'd like to actually have him on the show one day, and you know, I've made some strides to try to get that dude on the show, but he's pretty busy, obviously. But I don't know, man.
We've been put into an awful position.
Yeah, it's an awful position for voters to be in. And there's all kinds of bullshit going on already with trying to get people to vote and voter suppression and, you know, for different things. So there's no doubt in my mind there's going to be some type of bullshit voting crap that goes on in this election. But, you know, whatever. I'm in full agreement with Brakeman. I'm just going to put in a third party and be done with it. I'm not.
Who should I write for, though? That's the question.
I picked Elizabeth Warren. I know she endorsed Clinton, but it wasn't a.
I know this will never happen, but at least you'll get a sense of where the voter base wants to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Dungeon Buster says Trump is playing to the crowd. He's saying anything to play on fears.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Like, Trump does the exact same stuff. Like, as I'm talking about Hillary saying one thing and then saying another.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't even believe that, just look at what he said about immigration in the last 2 weeks alone. Like, he's pretty much said everything about it.
Yeah.
He's argued against himself and whatever. Like, he's just
– he's the biggest moron I've ever seen. like him and George W. are the biggest fucking morons I've ever seen
running for president. I think George is intelligent compared to Trump.
So. Oh, absolutely.
George W. Bush at least had the intelligence to listen to some more intelligent advisors.
Yeah. Weiland says – I have this image of them two sitting around coloring.
Weiland says Kermit the Frog for president. Why
George
not?
Paints, so I could totally see him coloring with crayons or whatever.
So damn it, I got outside the lines again.
Freak says he's going to be driving through Ohio next week.
Oh, no, he's coming for me, isn't he?
Exactly. He says he'd be willing to meet either of you guys. That would be actually
Break
really.
And I mean, we're all in trouble.
Break is in Cincinnati, and Eric, I don't know where you're at now, man. You were in
Jefferson. I'm in Geneva, which is like 30 minutes from where I used to live with Jefferson.
I was going to say, he's in war-torn Geneva.
War-torn Geneva, love it. Cthulhu for America. Yeah, let's vote Cthulhu. You know what? I changed my pick. I'm voting for Frank Branches. That's who I'm voting for.
Because why settle for the lesser of two evils?
Yeah, get the most evil.
I'm wondering
evil.
if Frank, maybe you should run for 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
What if we had a lot of people wrote in for the same candidate?
I
know it wouldn't change the election per se, but I mean, it might send a powerful message.
I think that's happened before a time or two, Mendit Man. I think there have been a couple occasions where a bunch of people got together and wrote in a specific candidate. So,
as for Cthulhu for America, corruption we can believe in.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mendit Man, you're Sweeto of the Week. We're kind of going in reverse.
Okay, let's see here. First off, I had to call tech support, Micro Center's tech support earlier today, and they fixed the problem in like 5 minutes, which was amazing, considering that I'd called other people and been given the runaround and everything else.
Of course Frank sees babies. That's what every good atheist does.
Exactly. All right, Breakman, go ahead.
They taste best with barbecue.
Yeah.
And the other one, even though it's probably shouldn't celebrate something shitty happened to somebody, but Lochte's 9-month suspension.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. For sure.
I think it's a deserved punishment. It'll keep him out of the next competition, and there's some other caveats. Because, like, this guy just – I don't think he gets it. Like, now he's going on Dancing with the Stars, and, like, that seems like the only thing he cares about right now. Like, doesn't even seem to care about the penalty. But
Frank can't be president because you have to be born in the U.S., and he was born before the U.S. was created.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, I was – okay, I wasn't born. I was created.
In a lab.
By God.
On the land that is known.
His real name is Adam, is what we're getting at.
Get out of here, son of a bitch. And I use one of my ribs to create women. Exactly.
Not Wiffix? Like you made other women first? Oh,
no,
I see, Frank.
The out for that is that it's like, it took a few times until I got it right.
Yeah. Gripper says I crawled
Damn you,
out
stop
of
saving
the primal
him.
Soup.
I mean, oh.
Yeah. I crawled out of the primal soup. Gripper says, "Yeah, let's just put it that way." There you go,
Guys. Just touching on the earlier thing about the write-ins, most states that you actually can't are not going to be able to do that. Like 34 states require that a write-in presidential candidate file paperwork before an election in order for the votes to be counted, and there are 9 states that won't allow write-in candidates at all. Those are Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, South Dakota, Hawaii, and Nevada.
All the worst states in the world.
There's another problem that I thought of too. Most of the voting booths have turned electronic, where it's really just an either-or choice.
It's still a write-in where I live.
Yeah.
Well, I said most. I didn't say everywhere. Like for me, it's definitely like electronic now. Last time I went to vote, it was multiple choice. That was it.
Yeah, but for these others, for those 34, if the candidate that you want to vote for hasn't put in paperwork, then it won't be counted regardless. So, like, I know Elizabeth Warren hasn't done that, so you're literally throwing your vote away.
Well, to me, like, I would rather not vote than my moral conscience tells me what.
But right in is saying, this is what I'd like to see, even though it's not here.
Yeah.
But look, I've said it before, I don't think he has a chance.
But, you know.
Like, I've said it for about a billion times. She will be our next president. I mean, I don't see anything stopping her.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the most unpopular person in the history of history at this point.
Yeah, To address you, Mug, like, I would rather not vote than vote for either of those candidates. Like, honestly, like, if it goes Clinton's way, like, I guess the takeaway from that, at least it's not Trump. And if it goes Trump's way, I can say at least it's not Clinton, like, I guess. Like,
well, the thing is, I guess for me, it's, yeah, I can look at the, you know, all of the issues and everything, you know. It's like I was like pretty much like 91% on board with everything Bernie said, and you know that, and I was like 91 with Hillary. So I mean, this isn't even a discussion. It's like, well, of course I'm going to go with Hillary because I agree with her on most issues.
I don't know. Hillary to me is just bad news, but not. Hillary is bad.
Like
news.
I said, I'm not going to judge anybody for who they vote for. We've been the American people have been stuck in an impossible situation.
Yeah.
Like, do you prefer to be hung or stabbed? This is your choice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could I take the acid bath instead?
Yeah, exactly.
If you want.
Oh, the acid bath being Jill Stein, like seriously, like, God, it's awful, man. Like it really is. This is the
like
worst.
Like a literal acid bath or acid tabs?
Yeah, acid bath. This is really the worst election in my lifetime that I can think of. It's just awful. All right. Breakman, I think we got through your Sweeto. Yes. Mug, yours.
Wait, who?
Mended Man, I mean.
Yeah,
Mug.
Thank you. That guy's a dick. Don't talk about him anymore.
This is true. I mean, Breakman was. He could be a real asshole.
Exactly. Yeah. Fuck that guy. I'm glad he's off the show, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad he's kind of a relief.
It's kind of a whiny little bitch.
Do you guys think it's like a weight off our shoulders that we don't have Breakman anymore? Because I can honestly tell you, like, it feels pretty good to have Mended Man.
Personally, I feel lighter.
Yeah, I do too. It's
just took a big dump.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I've just shed a few pounds. Essentially, it makes me want to.
Oh, God damn it. You had to ruin a perfectly good joke with that. God damn it, man.
No, I had to top off a perfectly good joke.
With Gripper says he didn't realize I was from Indonesia. So.
Oh, I want to mention it's the birthday of the Dreamcast today.
Yep, 17 years, which it seems longer than that for some reason.
Which is weird because, like, I think next year will be the 20th anniversary of Final Fantasy VII.
That is weird.
Dungeon Buster says
it's funny because the remake.
In other news, we're first, old.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny because the remake's first episode won't even probably be released the same year that its anniversary is on.
Mended Man, what did Dungeon Buster say?
Yeah, he says he's going to vote for Batman.
Yeah. There you go.
See, that brings up a point that I don't understand. How many billionaires do we have in this planet now? How come not a goddamn one of them has decided to be a Batman?
Yeah, I agree.
Because they got their money by screwing over the common people. Why would they do anything to help them?
Well, I mean,
there can't be one good one. We can't have, like, why can't one of them decide that, you know, I've got this $1 billion. I'm going to become a superhero.
Well,
I know that Eric is weird and doesn't like dorkly bits, but they had one fantastic one. It's called Batman is the 1%.
Yeah. I saw that one.
Yeah. Where he shows up at these people protesting about the Occupy Wall Street type people.
Maybe it's just the dorkly bits things I've seen so far.
Yeah,
just like,
what, you know, why doesn't, yeah.
Maybe there's good stuff and I haven't seen
it. Like, why don't the superheroes, why aren't there any superheroes that protect the common man? It's like, or, you know, to regulate the stuff. There is, you know, there is a superhero. He's called the Invisible Hand of the Free Market.
The only thing I can think of, can anybody imagine Bill Gates as fucking Batman? That's why.
What I imagine is Bill Gates fucking Batman. He's old now, so he hired somebody like Terry McGinnis to do Batman work for him.
Yeah. It would be in or The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Old man Batman.
Apparently, Gripper brought up a story.
It's like, you know, he gets like sneaking around and taking people out. It's like, who are you? I'm old man.
Son of a bitch.
Monarch is
God damn it. fucking ads. I clicked on Gripper. I blame you, Gripper. I clicked on that what I thought was an article, but it's actually a video about the oldest man on Earth, apparently. 145 years old. Jesus Christ,
man. Yeah, and I saw that. It's like, where, and all he wants is to die.
Just let me die.
Now, I'm not even kidding. That's what he said. All he's waiting for is to die because he's outlived all of his family.
Oh, that's actually really sad, man.
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be fascinating to talk to, but still, you know, can easily understand why he would just be like, I'm tired of this.
But that conversation would probably be really short. Like, hi, how are you today?
Yeah.
I'm old.
Oh, man. See, I like this Mendit man a lot better, man. He's like funny, you know? It's like, it's awesome.
Less whiny.
And he can pronounce like Japanese words. Like, he did really good in the news.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great
It change. Almost makes me wonder if Breakman weren't faking the whole time.
It makes me wonder.
No, I'm pretty sure he was just an idiot.
Yeah. I think I agree with the latter. All right.
Yeah, like I don't want to give him any credit. I'm pretty sure he's just stupid.
Mug, you're sweet, old man.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you know, Game Maker Studio Pro, they have this Humble Bundle thing that came out, and out of nowhere, someone decided to buy a copy of it for me.
Mm. Oh shit!
And, are you gonna make a game then?
I might try. I'm actually just, you know, it's this same guy who bought it, and you know, he was
RPG
like,
Grinders RPG.
That would be fucking awesome, man.
Where Frank is the fake final boss, and I am the real final boss.
Oh, get out of here! I won't play.
I show up out of nowhere.
Your name will be the talent, and you'll be doing Holy Dungeon.
The talent was secretly controlling Frank the whole time.
Shit, get out of here, you son of a bitch!
But anyway, now he was like, you know, we should, you know. You know, neither of us has the slightest clue of how to do any of this stuff. It's like, well, we should, you know, kind of stay on each other to keep each other motivated and, you know, try and learn how to do
Iron Man.
Yeah, that would.
He wasn't really a paraplegic.
Yeah. All right. What else, Mug?
That was pretty much it. It's just that was a nice surprise.
And Eric, yeah. I didn't see anything under your sweeto this week, man. And, so,
well, other than the fact that the extra work I had to do going waking up early is done, and I cleaned my apartment and it looks nice now.
Cool.
Oh, that's about time. Only how long have you lived there?
Only a year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mendit Man, let's go with you. Do you have a stinko this week?
Although no, I
hurts now because of it.
I've only decided to bring positive vibes after.
Ah, I got you. Okay. Mug, your stinko.
I actually don't really have one this week.
Oh, okay.
I like to hear that. That's good news.
All right. Eric.
My stinko? I think I actually have one. I just forgot what I put there. Sony is disallowing mods on PS4 versions of Fallout 4 and Skyrim. Boo.
Yeah.
There's an article here. Do you want me to read it?
No, I think we're good. Not allowing mods for Fallout 4 and Skyrim.
They don't want people doing dick things, I guess.
I guess, but who cares?
Sony's being stupid.
Just take down those versions, man.
Also, I could probably complain about YouTube's policies regarding monetization being disabled for people who don't remove swear words and sexually objective content.
I think that's content. Bullshit too, man. It's a form of censorship, but they have every right to do
it. It's corporations being prudish as fuck because they worry about their bottom line so much that they don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I think
they have to worry about angry mothers. Because the first time a mother walks in on her 12-year-old son playing something that has a fake penis in it.
Well, no, this was about the YouTube thing.
I don't think YouTube cares, but they care about what their advertisers think. So they're going to try to please their advertisers.
But I think
why can't they find advertisers that don't give a shit?
I think what you're going to see, because the other advertisers aren't, you know, can't pay the kind of money that the you know, movie studios and shit. But I think what you're going to see as a result of this is more people turning to stuff like Patreon.
Mm. Yeah. I agree.
You have stuff like the, you know, the Gymquisition is completely funded by Patreon.
I think I'm going to start my Patreon soon, since all the bullshit in my life's starting to clear up.
Freak says, RP Grinders RPG, I'll be the hero who has to defeat all of you. No. Undertale
will,
and
Hawk. No, Freak will be the king of the series. He'll be the guy who appears to be your friend and then isn't and then is again.
Right. And then
and always, he was controlled by Zeroramus all the entire time.
God, you know,
by the time.
That'd be such
he was controlled by MXT the entire time.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome. That look, somebody's onto that. Somebody make that game. RP Grinders, RPG. Make that game.
What kind of classes will we have? Moria would probably be the bard with the harmonica.
Oh, God. Don't give him a big head, man. Like,
no, so I'm not going to be a playable character. People are not worthy to play as me.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Dungeon Buster says Undertale and Hotline Miami were made with it along with a bunch of other games. He's talking about that big-ass bundle of software for it was the one that you were talking about, the Game Maker.
Game Maker Studio Pro is what they're giving. It's like you can get you pay $15 and you get this massive amount of stuff. It's like you get the way that it works is that you get the core software and you can do whatever you want and as simple or complex as you can manage with it. And there's a Game Maker Player, which is like the default thing where anything you produce can only be put out there. And you can buy additional export modules. So you do like one for HTML5, for iOS, for Android, for Windows. What is that? CWP or whatever. There's a three-letter acronym for their Windows platform nowadays, Universal Windows Platform or something like that. There's a Sony one for the PS4 and that kind of stuff. And essentially this bundle gives you Android, iOS, Windows, and a couple other ones. It doesn't nothing for the consoles, but for basically like for mobile and Windows use, you can export your games there.
Interesting. That's actually really cool.
For $15, it's a hell of a deal.
That is a. I mean, Dungeon Buster says like $1,200 worth of software, which is outstanding. That's a great deal.
Actually AM2R was made in Game Maker Studio. I know what's the freaking name? Hyperlight Drifter was made in it. And several other games that have gotten attention.
Do you have an idea of what kind of game you'd want to make?
I don't know. Right now it's just like if I wanted to do something retro, I think something I always wanted to make was another NES style Ninja Gaiden.
He wants to make an RP Grinders RPG is what he's saying. That's what he wants to make.
That's really not at all what I'm saying.
All right, let's move on. My Stinko is this is really, really disturbing. ITT Tech shut all of its doors down clear across the country. Because of some federal regulations, which I don't disagree with the federal regulations, but damn, to shut all your doors down and all those people that paid all that money to get their education and they're getting nothing out of it is really egregious. Like, I feel really bad for the people that studied at ITT Tech. I always thought of ITT Tech as being like on the upper echelon of those private colleges. I always thought that they were a fairly reputable, company, but apparently not, man. I was completely wrong about that ITT Tech, but it really sucks. I hope those people get some reimbursement somehow, and I hope this is basically a cautionary tale for other people trying to get into, higher learning and stuff like that, but it's really sad news. I hated to hear that because education is kind of near and dear to me, man.
It's always the little guy who gets screwed.
Always, always, man.
This penalty, like they'll get shut down and they'll probably have to pay a fine to the government and something that.
Yeah, they've already paid
that. But what does that do for the people who are really screwed by it?
Oh, it does nothing. They don't have any anything.
Our government is happy to take money away from corporations and stuff and do nothing for the people who actually suffered by it.
Yeah, yeah. Another stinko is Wells Fargo got in trouble and had to pay like $200 million, which for them is like a drop in the bucket. It's a $250 billion company that basically what they were doing was ripping people off by opening up fake accounts and charging fees when their fake accounts weren't funded. And God, man, these banks are just way too big. There's hardly any regulations on them. And this is another thing that Hillary is really big on, is supporting these big banks, and, you know, with no oversight, which I believe is really dangerous. And part of the reason why we had the economic downturn the last time with the last recession. So I don't know. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So that's my stinko of the week. What have you been playing, Mug?
I've still been playing. I went through a second playthrough of Deus Ex: Mankind Divided, and actually, for the hell of it, I, you know, booted up Suikoden 2 and started messing around with that.
Yeah, how's that going, man?
Well, I mean, I've literally only played about 45 minutes of it, so, and like, I started it earlier this afternoon.
Yeah. Freak wants a Holy Dungeon, but he says the entire soundtrack will be entirely harmonica. Oh, Jesus Christ. I like that little fade out at the end there. That was really something else there.
Mug. I wonder if we can use it a tech to distract the Mug final boss with the orgy.
Attack the final boss.
Tempted with an orgy.
Yeah. I'm trying to get caught up on chat.
It'd be like Earthbound. That's how, instead of praying to get him to the fight to end, you're going to get him to go to an orgy.
Yeah. I like that concept, man. Freak says, I see Elon Musk as Batman more than Bill Gates, but I suppose he could be Iron Man as well. Yeah, you, Mendit Man brought up Richard Branson. Let's see. I have the super attack. Would you rather? Freak says. Let's see what else we got here. A holy dungeon at any point, Mug? Yeah. RP Grinders. RP Grinders, the rhythm game. And then Freak says the holy dungeon can be the last area. I like that. What else are we missing here? Some type of train attack. Get the hell out of here, Freak.
Yeah, Frank is weak too. or the start kicker attack that he is also weak against.
Mug would have an interrupt to Can I Finish? That would be awesome. Exile would be you. Frank's weakest special moves. You're stupid. Causes a status ailment of laughter. You son of a bitch, man. Mug is asking, or Freak is asking Mug if he blows his load when he blows his harmonica. So that's interesting. I never want to hear that sound on this show ever again. Oh, Jesus Christ. What else? Then that's about it for chat. Dungeon Buster talking about something about the government here. Oh, he's talking about the money. ITT taking a lot of money. Yeah, I agree. That's just bullshit, man. I think
We don't disagree that they should be punished. Like, what they are doing was wrong. We're just saying that the little guy, like the students, like those people got – they got punished even worse.
Yeah. So
Mark, yeah, actually, one thing I saw that you guys might find interesting, like, I know someone, you know, indirectly who is using credit cards to pay his way through school.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. And,
well, the funny thing is because if things don't work out, then credit card debt can be discharged. Oh, student loans cannot.
That's true. That's interesting. That's I mean – it's kind of a shitty way of doing it, but I don't know if I would totally disagree.
It's a shitty way that I wish somebody told me about, because I would have totally done that.
I know, man. I probably would have finished fucking college if I knew that trick, man. Holy shit. That's actually kind of genius. Let's see.
Apparently, Cincinnati has its own Comic-Con now. Yeah, and it's tomorrow.
All right. Breakman.
I got stuff going on this weekend. Unfortunately, I can't.
Rickman.
But yeah, they've been doing it for a little bit now, like 5 years, I think.
Where's the convention at?
It's downtown. They're going to have some B and C list celebrities. I think like the biggest celebrities are going to be John Barrowman and Billy Dee Williams.
Maybe I'll go there next year and we can meet up.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm trying to think of who else is going to be there, but yeah, like some like not big names. But I was like, but when I heard like John Barrowman, they're like talking about like Doctor Who, and I'm like, I know that name. What the fuck? Oh goddamn, he's an Arrow now. They're talking about a show he did a long time ago, as opposed to what he's in now.
Yeah. Mended Man, what have you been playing?
Let me see here. I've been playing some Final Fantasy Record Keeper. I hear Breakman talk about it all the time, so I think, you know, I
right,
tried it.
Right.
It's kind of like he's right. It's like a crack addiction, I think. And let me see.
I did say it was your Lord and Savior.
There's I played a little bit of the Metroid 2 game. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I need to play some more of that. It's just it's kind of hard playing it with keyboard and pad instead of controller.
Yeah, it says right when you start it up, it says I can't, you know, controller is highly recommended.
Yes, I definitely agree with that, but I'm doing the best I can. I'm still playing through it and having fun, and the game I've probably played the most all week long has been I was looking at my stack of like a couple games that I own. I'm like, you know, I haven't played this in a while. I went back and I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Unity. I've been playing that most of the week, in fact.
Oh god, why?
Yeah,
I like the gameplay and I like murdering people.
Yeah, I would have stuck with like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. It's probably the best game in the series.
Well, the only one I own is Unity. So
get the Ezio trilogy. Those are the good ones.
Yeah, like why don't you like Unity?
I don't dislike the gameplay of it so much, but it's. The storyline is boring. I don't much care for Arno. And their idea of, like, as far as the overarching story of the whole series, Unity is completely pointless.
Oh, okay. That would irritate me. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, the ending is like, oh, you were hoping for some background as to what, like, the meta story that we've kept going for these last 8 games. You know, you wanted some of that? Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck you.
Okay, that would definitely irritate me. Like, I'm enjoying the gameplay. I have nothing invested in the series at all. It is my introduction to Assassin's Creed. I'm having a lot of fun with it, personally.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing more Trails of the Cold Steel. I'm nearing the end of the game there. And I'm enjoying it, but... The story is a little bit more looser than the last game because it's mainly just a conclusion to the first, and you spend most of your time rebuilding your team. But kind of like Mass Effect 2 in a way. But the game actually has a very Suikoden vibe because the Courageous kind of acts like your headquarters, and you add more people to it, like your former classmates from a school, and they all do different functions.
Yeah. All right.
But so expect a review of that soon. And I played like an hour of Hatsune Miku Project Diva X. The whole game is like probably like 4 hours long, since it's not long at all, especially if you play on easy. And you probably should play on easy because normal is pretty difficult, and you'll just get discouraged from wanting to finish the game because you have to make goals, and they're much easier to meet on easy, and it's much easier just to make go for higher scores and stuff after you've unlocked the other levels. But it's definitely harder than Mirai DX for the 3DS, but it's also the user selection is much better, and the visuals are obviously better. But other than that, it's a Miku game. But I also play it. I can't talk about this game too much. I can just tell you that I've been playing it, but Shin Megami Tensei 4 Apocalypse.
Ooh, yeah.
I had to actually sign an NDA for that because I guess it's a higher profile release for Atlas, so that's why they're doing it, even though they didn't do them before.
I'm surprised.
I guess it's just a good faith signing that they want from people because maybe they actually had problems with people selling their codes. before. But I don't know. But it was weird, but whatever.
I'm surprised that you can even tell us what you've been playing.
Said you could talk about playing it on social media and even show a picture of, like, a title screen or something, but you can't. The whole point of an Arbogo is just not talking about the game. You can still mention the name of it, though. Hmm. You just can't leak details.
That's good, man. I'm glad you're having a chance to play that game. Maybe off air we'll talk a little more about it. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's all I've been doing, other than cleaning my apartment slowly.
All right. I guess we're at the point of the free for all this week.
I like how Rake has fake Metroid 2. You know, it's probably.
Mend it.
Mend it, man. Damn.
That's what the.
We haven't changed the word. Don't blame him. We just haven't changed the words in the
right.
in Google Drive yet. We're sorry, Eric.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. We'll change that, Eric. All right. Let's go. Rake
had put that a week up before, so that's why.
Let's talk about this, guys. This is the first topic on the free-for-all in your document there. It's and we've talked a little bit about this, but I think, Eric, you put this down. Is it a good idea to refuse to buy things when content isn't made available, i.e. English dub? Or rather, what are bad or good ideas for not buying, I'm assuming games you mean there.
Or any kind of media.
Yeah. All right, Eric. So why don't we start?
I saw people making ridiculous assertions that they would stop supporting Axis games because one game produced by a developer wasn't going to have a dub in it, as if it was entirely that localization team's fault.
Yeah.
Well, I personally think that
despite the fact that they have a catalog outside of that game where they probably do provide dubs for.
The thing is, in the modern day, boycotts don't work.
And this is all about BlazBlue, by the way. That's why I wrote this. Because BlazBlue Central Fiction is not going to have a dub, just like Guilty Gear, Zerd, Revelator.
Yeah. Mug, you had a very good point that you were making. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, well, in the modern day, boycotts don't work. I mean, games and stuff are sold on such – I mean, well, anything. Like, you look at the Chick-fil-A thing. You know, a while back, you know, a lot of people just stopped going to Chick-fil-A once they heard that shit about the, you know, like, well, they donate money to these anti-gay things. And like,
still made money because guess what? Yeah, the racists went there instead.
No, the thing is, even after the fervor died down, it didn't affect their bottom line. Like they're still doing good business just the same way as they were doing good business before. And it's, you know, it doesn't matter to them. They don't care if a small vocal minority of people decide, well, we're not going to do this. I mean, yeah. And with the size of the size of these companies these days, you know, they don't have to care. There's no point. And it's like, you know, if you want it, you know, if you don't buy it, you're only denying yourself because they don't give a shit if you buy it or not. You as an individual,
the reasoning behind the game not having a dub. It was basically boiling down to they wanted to get the game out on time, especially when you consider the fact that it was taking them this long to even release the game in the first place. It still has slated for a release date, but apparently if they had committed to a dub, it would have taken another 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, you're...
And people said they wouldn't have mind waiting, but those people are also the dub contingency, which is probably a very small fan base. Most fighting games don't have English dubs, and it's because they're primarily fighting games, and that's what you're there for. But the BlazBlue series specifically is a little bit different because it has a more involved story.
Mug, yeah. You're on to something. I fully agree with you, and you came up with a great example of Chick-fil-A. I personally don't chop at Chick-fil-A because
you shouldn't. Their food sucks.
Well,
fuck you. Their food is amazing.
I really
Their food is terrible. No, that is not.
Felt compelled to eat at Chick-fil-A ever.
Okay,
that is not chicken. I don't know what it is, but it is not chicken.
Okay, here's the thing.
It's crack with cat meat. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
They brine it in pickle juice.
Yes, and anybody can make that.
Really? That's what it is.
No wonder all the racist conservatives eat it.
That's why
sucks.
I don't like it. Okay. I don't like pickles.
Yeah,
that could be.
Because it's like you're eating Southwest chicken sandwich.
Eric, hang on, Eric. Here's the deal.
Seriously, if that's what they do, that's why I don't like it. Because I don't like pickles.
Well, and
that
see,
makes sense like then. Pickles, but not chicken.
All right, here's the deal, guys. You brought up a great example, Mug. I personally do not go to Chick-fil-A for that reason, and I absolutely love Chick-fil-A. All right, and I'm happy that my wife can make an exact replica, a copy of what they do recipe-wise for chicken, because now I don't really have the need at all to go to Chick-fil-A.
Is your wife secretly a witch and just magics it?
No, she just knows the recipe. She know Mug touched on it. Like, most of it is you brine it in pickle juice and it tastes like that. Like, that's the big thing.
Speaking of pickles, what are like good pickles I can buy?
Vlasic are the best, man. I've had
Claussen, and then there's Claussen.
No, I like Vlasic the best. The ones with the spice in it. The I don't know what they call it. Like the
spicy ones pickles? Are good, but they oh god, fuck sweet pickles, gross.
I like sweet pickles, all right. Here's the deal. You're right, Mug. It doesn't make a damn bit of a difference if I go to Chick-fil-A or not. They're still making hand over fist money. But I still refuse to do it based on what I feel. Like, it makes me feel better not to go there. Like, I don't want a one penny of my money to go into that piece of shit chain of restaurants. I just think morally it's just not the right thing to do. Well,
to get back on the topic of the actual dub issue of like the game, I think that Axis was trying to weigh whether or not they'd want to be able to have the money to afford dubs for their other projects, because like they're doing 50 bajillion things next year. So like, not even counting for like games like Exist Archive, which were probably going to be subtitled, but because it's too late at this point, because they're releasing next month, but. All their stuff for 2017 is open air. I mean, I'd like to see a dub for one of the Vision levels they're doing. That would be interesting. Yeah. I'd much rather see that than a dub of Guilty Gear, to be honest.
This is something actually. You know,
it's not like they. It's
Eric,
not like they said.
Hang on a second,
Eric. Hang on, Eric. Go ahead, Mug.
One thing that I it was kind of a realization I came to is like, I don't let. If I encounter a company doing something good that I was like, well, that's, you know, that's a very, that's a fun, or a musician or whatever. If I don't let, you know, some entity doing something good influence me to, you know, to shop there or buy their stuff or whatever. It's like, look at Insane Clown Posse. These guys are apparently amazing people. They've given a ton back to their neighborhood and to charity and all this kind of stuff. I'm still not buying their stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm not willing to do that,
it's a miracle song, but
The thing is, if I'm not letting their good acts influence my where I put my money, why would I let another company's bad acts influence where I put my money?
Yeah, yeah. And think about it this way: if you're not going to give them money for their game, because apparently a game having a dub's more important than, you know, playing the game, then your priorities might be screwed up. And if you're not giving them money, then that just means there's less money for them to actually make the thing you want available in a future title.
Yeah.
Like Central Fiction might not have a dub now, but maybe they'll do it later, and they're even open to the idea of making it DLC.
That's what they were talking about. Essentially, it's like, you know, one of the dub actors was saying, you know, like that, you know, we can make this happen. It's just not going to ship with it.
Yeah. To tie this back in what you guys were saying, like when it, in regards to game, if you're not buying a game because it doesn't have an English dub, go fuck yourself. All right. That's so petty. It's a first world problem. You know what I mean? Like, it really is petty. Like, it's so stupid.
There are some cases where I could see it as like the Attack on Titan game apparently doesn't have it, and that struck me as odd.
Well, no, I think that's like an Omega Force thing in general. It's like, I think they like.
The reason I see issues on
every single one of their anime licensed games.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there's already an established dub cast for that franchise, but more to the point, like in watching gameplay of the. Of the game itself, it's really fast paced, and it's hard to read subtitles when you're in the middle of that fast paced game.
Yeah, yeah.
doesn't mean that they can't do a dub pack, but I've never known Koei Tecmo to do something like that post release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like that, but I mean, there are some cases where it's just like, it's, you know, it seems like a bad idea, because it's like, if you look at something like Attack on Titan, most people are watching it on Netflix, and by default, you're going with the dub. Most people are watching, most people right, in America
is on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, most people are watching stuff dubbed, so these are the voices they're going to be used to. Actually, no one
people don't like reading, especially when it involves watching something at the same time. Yeah. I can do both because I can multitask that much at least.
Yeah.
I find I generally have to, if it's subtitled, I probably have to watch it twice to really get everything, because I don't have to pay close attention to the what's going on screen in order to, you know, in order to not absorb to mention, what's being said.
I've watched subtitled for years now, so I'm kind of used to it.
Dungeon Buster says the Attack on Titan game is actually not bad. So
I still need to play that. Hopefully, I can do it this weekend.
Yeah,
yeah. It looks pretty good to me. A lot of it is like motion, movement controls and stuff. A lot like Spider-Man 2 on the PS2 and Xbox.
Yeah. All right, gents, that's going to do it for this week's edition of RP Grinders. Mend It Man, thank you so much for coming in on short notice and covering. Hopefully, we'll see you again week after week. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm so happy we now have a competent co-host.
We go through co-hosts so often.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's been a real pleasure. I think you've done in one day what Breakman couldn't do in like what, 3-4 years. Like you honestly, man.
You kept him around for that long. Jesus,
yeah, I know, man. It's
way too nice.
I should have cut him off a long time ago, man.
People are talking about food in the chat. Like, I found out that the McDonald's in the hometown where my parents live is apparently selling McGriddles in the evening hours.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. No.
So I don't know if this is a store-wide thing or if it's just their story, because their store like still sells the cinnamon melts, where the other McDonald's don't really.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm going to investigate other McDonald's.
Yeah. So Mend It Man, your plugs for this week, sir. We'll give you the honors.
You can follow me at RP Grinders. Yeah, that's it.
I was gonna say, I'll throw my previous the guy I'm replacing at Bone, and you can find him at break_man on Twitter.
don't follow that guy. That guy sucks.
Yeah. Mug, your plugs.
You can find me pretty much wherever. It's Moria Mug. MoriaMug.
Eric, your plugs.
You can find me at EricRPG on Twitter, and you can find reviews on sites like Boston Bachelor Brigade, TotalEGN.com, and VogNetwork.com, where my latest review of Grand Kingdom has finally gone up.
Ah, there you go. Awesome.
One last thing I wanted to note. I've finally started watching Game of Thrones. I'm halfway through the second season.
Oh, shit. So far, how is it for you, man?
I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's a great series. There's a couple of seasons. Yeah,
Freak Five, McDonald's went to all-day breakfast, but not their entire menu. Yeah. So seeing McGriddles finally being available at evening was interesting.
Yeah. Dude, stick with Game of Thrones, dude. There's a couple seasons that kind of jumped the shark, but man, for the most part, it's a great, great series. I love that series. Last season was phenomenal. All right, my plugs. Everybody in chat, Wyland, MXT was in there earlier, Gripper, Freak 5 was in there, Dungeon Buster, thank you guys so much, as always. Did I say Gripper? I think I said Gripper.
You said Gripper.
All right, cool. There's also, I want to plug a few things that I watched on Netflix. A couple of documentaries. One was Saudi Arabia Uncovered, I believe. It's actually a really good expose on what really goes on in Saudi Arabia. Super scary country. And also another documentary called ISIS, Women Unveiled. It was scary.
Sounds like a Playboy special.
Yeah. I wish it was.
That's the biggest porno in Saudi Arabia right now.
Yeah, like you would not believe these ankle shots.
Yeah, I know. You would not believe these eyes from a distance, from a photo. What do they call those? Telelens? Like, you know. Yeah. You would not believe these set of hands of these
women. Sit back. sit back, gentlemen. Today, we're going to reveal her earlobes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really... It's a really actually scary documentary on women, ISIS women in England. So, Gripper, you got some crazy ass motherfuckers there, man. I swear, man, there's some crazy ass people in fucking England. Of course, there's crazy ass people here.
I was gonna say there's crazy ass people fucking everywhere.
Like, we have Trump.
Like the guy was fucking a car the other time. Weeks ago, we have Florida.
About.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah, Florida. We do have Florida. Mm-hmm. And Ohio is a weird state, too, for some weird reason. But I guess that's what
that's probably because Breakman's there.
Yeah, Breakman's there and Eric sometimes. But no, ISIS Women Unveiled is what it's called. It's actually, man, is it a heck of a documentary. It's super scary. These people go undercover. It's crazy. Crazy good. And then another series that I've been watching that's really interesting, it's called Slasher. And it's basically what it says. It's basically a slasher series. And it's really good. I recommend watching that. I think it's really good. I'm halfway through whatever. I guess it's just one season, but really enjoying that. So make sure you check that out. Check out RP Grinders on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Frank Branches. If you want to see me be snarky or talk about the Denver Broncos kicking the Carolina Panthers ass with basically a first year quarterback, or other stupid shit like that, follow me on Twitter. And that's about it. Unless you guys have anything else.
A quarterback. I had never heard of the guy.
Yeah. He's really,
I need to find somebody who makes a bot like, that does really? This day in Frank.
Yeah,
we need the Stan Frank bot.
Yeah,
like, I thought you guys were going with like Mark Sanchez or something. Like, what well, happened?
Dude, this Trevor Siemian kid, man, I've been talking about him since last year. Like, he's a real deal, man. He's calm.
Well, Sanchez definitely isn't. But what happened? Like, did you guys get rid of him or?
You didn't see the preseason games break. Like, no. he fumbled twice in two series, dude, and that's what did it, man. Like, that's typical Sanchez. Yep, typical Sanchez. So I was calling for Siemian to start. I'm glad they went with Siemian. He's a real deal, man. He's going to be a good one. Like, he had a couple interceptions in that game, but anybody that
he's young. Like, the young kids are going to make mistakes, but yeah. Yeah, I definitely saw some talent from him yesterday. For his first game.
Super calm.
Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Like, super calm. The first interception he made, there was nothing he could do about that one. The other one was pretty similar, that it was a bad mistake. He didn't step into his throw, and he's going to be a good one. It's going to be
– He's a youngster. He'll get better.
I fully agree. I think we're going to be fine this season. So – that's about it for us this week, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out.